Nothing for coaches.
Okay. Good morning. This is mock council session number 5. You will be hearing a presentation from Robbie Murray, who is the Emergency Medical Services Deputy Director of Operations. He will be presenting to you a proposal for DriveCam. And before we get to that, if you will please state your name, school, and the position you are playing here at the dais. So we'll start to my left.
I am Madison Rice. I'm representing Sussex Central. I am the county attorney and district...
You're just county attorney. That's fine. No district number. Okay.
I'm Tanya Lorette, representing Seaford High School, and I'm the district number 3.
District number 3, yes.
I am CJ Otwell, representing Laurel High School, and I am district number 2.
I'm Rebecca Lenhart. I'm from Sussex Technical High School. I'm the president and representing District 1.
I'm Gary Glocker. I'm from Seaford High School. I'm the vice president and representing District Number 4.
I'm Seth Glickman. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm representing District Number 5.
I'm Carly Sennegren. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm the finance director.
I'm Davey Martins. I'm representing Cape and Lope, and I am the clerk of the council.
Okay, thank you. All right. We'll now turn it over to Mr. Murray.
Madam President and fellow council members, thank you for the opportunity today. My name is Robbie Murray with Sussex County EMS, and I'm here today to discuss DriveCam, a camera system that is in place currently in some of our vehicles, and we would like to extend that system-wide in FY19. We'll start with a little bit of review of Phase 1, what we call it, that was approved last fiscal year. Just a little bit about us. Sussex County EMS countywide ALS service, so if it's in Sussex County, we are the paramedic service that is responsible for covering that emergency. 220,000 year-round residents, and some of the latest literature from economic development suggests that we have just shy of 8 million visitors per year visit our county. We have 115 employees in our department, most of them, 99 of them, are paramedics. That will be responding in these vehicles. We have 41 total vehicles, and in 2017, we traveled 538,799 miles. We covered 26,000, just over 26,000 emergency responses last year in calendar year 2017, and that represented a 7% increase over calendar year 2016. Since 2013, we have had 68 accidents or crashes involving our paramedic units. Fortunately, only 19 of those exceeded the $1,000 cost with the accident. And that $1,000 is significant because that's when it would become it would exceed the cost for the insurance, the deductible for the insurance. Our damage costs for those 5 years are in excess of $30,000, and it was our initial hope by going with DriveCam, we would see a reduction in those accidents, and then by taking it system-wide, that would increase. So DriveCam is from a company called Lytx. It's a private company that created this technology. For several years, we had cameras in our paramedic units. They were the ones that were purchased locally. And what we found is every year when we would go to purchase them again, that small company had gone out of business. So we looked for a national company that would have the history and the track record of being in service for multiple years. We chose DriveCam. They have several hundred thousand cameras across the country that are in service, very large company. The other thing that we like about this is we are not doing the initial review of our triggers. So when an event happens, we are not the ones that initially lay eyes on that. There's a certified group of folks that are employed by DriveCam that look at the video that's captured, and then they make the decision. Were you speeding? Were you driving too close? Was there cell phone usage? That's important for us because having the time and the personnel costs associated with reviewing every single trigger would become cumbersome. So they do that initial look through and then send us the ones that they think warrant further investigation. In addition to catching negative behavior, there's an opportunity there to catch positive behavior, opportunities where our drivers were paying attention, and because they were paying attention, they were able to take evasive action and avoid an accident. And so in addition to sometimes maybe a smack on the hand, we're able to give some praise to our drivers for avoiding those accidents. This is just one of the incidents that we have had over the last year, so I'll let you take a look at this and be the judge. And then we'll talk a little bit about the incident.
Shallow accident.
think? That just arrived on your desk, and you're in my position. What's some first things that jumped out at you, and then I'll let you know that what they sent it to us for.
He looked down.
Right, so he looked down, so potential for some distraction.
He ran a stop sign. Yep.
Absolutely. So that was the key factor that it was sent to us for, that he went through a stop sign. Part of the benefit of DriveCam is that initial review doesn't have access to all of the information. So when it's sent to us, we have the opportunity now to go back and look at it. So a little bit about this incident. This paramedic was 2 miles from a 6-year-old who went into cardiac arrest while waiting for a school bus. He was the closest person who knew CPR to respond to that 6-year-old. He had his lights on, he had his emergency siren activated, he slowed down as he approached the intersection, had a clear view of the intersection to the left, there was no vehicle there. Did he go through the stop sign? Absolutely. Was it warranted? In my opinion, he slowed to a speed that he was able to stop if necessary, and he proceeded through that intersection with caution. So while the initial review says, no, we're able to go back, look at that, take into account what the situation is, and say, we feel that that was a justified response, remove any demerits or any points associated with it, and basically coach that driver and tell them, hey, although this was pulled to our attention, we feel that you acted as a prudent employee in a good situation. So that's just an example of several of the activations that we've had. So fiscal year 18, this was approved last year as an intro into our system. We installed it in 10 of our vehicles, 7 administrative vehicles. Those administrative vehicles have assigned driver, so it's the same driver every single day. And the primary purpose of those administrative vehicles is more of a non-emergency response. It was put in 3 response vehicles, supervisory staff, 1 shift commander, 2 district supervisors. Those positions have varied drivers, so that brought in a unique challenge of when I have my vehicle, I'm in that vehicle every single day. When we have the field units, we have different drivers every 12 hours and potentially multiple drivers over a 12-hour shift. So having that camera looking at the inside of the cab is extremely important as it allows us to identify the driver. As leaders, we felt that by starting with the supervisory staff and the administrative staff, we set the example. Certainly as a field paramedic, a lot of staff felt this is Big Brother watching. There was some negative tone associated with getting DriveCam, but we felt if we take the first year, we apply it to ourselves first, we set the example, we lead the way. It also gave us an opportunity to work through some of the bugs. Certainly a year ago, if you would have told me we had a paramedic roll through a stop sign, my initial reaction would have been, are you kidding me? But now having the opportunity to see that video, to look into the incident and then realize the situation, okay, I'm going to be in a position to ask more questions before we immediately take the defensive stance. The cost, the initial 6-month trial, there was no cost. However, we completed our 6-month trial February 1st. After that, there was a $725 per camera cost for the install and a $35.25 per month per camera for the maintenance cost. That $35 covers a cellular connection that these videos or these snippets are uploaded at 1 o'clock in the morning every morning, and in addition that covers the person on the other end reviewing every one of the triggers and then sending them to us. Our FY18 cost was just over $9,000. So the current fiscal year that we are in, putting those in 10 vehicles, it cost us just over $9,000. Some of the results that we've had, certainly as soon as we know that someone is watching, once we are able to identify triggers and we're able to go back and coach drivers, we know that we're going to start to see improvement. It's no different than anything else that we do. When we're able to coach and identify issues, we're able to improve. We saw a dramatic decrease, 38% improvement in the frequency of our activations and a 40% improvement in the severity of our activations over the 4-month period December to March of 2018. We went from having 4 incidents per vehicle per month down to just over 2. Certainly there continues to be some room for improvement, but as you see, even some of those incidents are justified if we're responding to an emergency. The most prevalent coachable behaviors that we have identified over the last 4 months, cell phones. Shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that, we occasionally are on our cell phones. We did have In complete transparency, we did have six violations where our following distance was a little bit too close. Five of those, we were less than 2 seconds behind the second vehicle. The other one, we were greater than 2 seconds, but because of the weather, the person that was initially reviewing it felt that we were still too close. Icy roads, wet roads, snow on the ground. Our cell phone, we had 9 total cell phone times that we were utilizing cell phones. Six of those were handheld, where we actually had cell phones in our hand when that camera was recording. So those could be times where we do have hands-free devices. We do have Bluetooth in our vehicles, but there are times where, you know, we have to pick the phone up to hit the send button, or we have to do that. So we're working on technology to still try and limit that as much as we can. And then we had a few other deficiencies there as well. You can see our cell phone usage on a handheld, it decreased. A 60% decrease from our initial launch in December of 17 to March of 2018. We did experience some decrease there. These are our behavioral trends: 50% improvement for following distance, 30% improvement in traffic violations in general that were identified, including speed and such. Late response, we've only had one. And then other distractions. And for us, our major distraction is our tablet that's in our truck that we use for routing to emergencies. When we take our eyes off the road and we look down to see if we're supposed to make a left or a right or what that house number is, they do consider that a distraction. So a lot of times those end up being our distractions. The other benefit of this is by driver, we are able to identify who our top drivers are and what drivers could probably use a little bit more coaching. And we're able to break down total points that have been assigned to that driver over the course of each month. So speeding violations, cell phone violations, hard braking, all of those bring with them a point component, and these are what we are able to see. So if you look at the second driver up there, with a little bit of coaching, we were able to go to 42 total points in December, 15 in January, 0 in February, 0 in March. So there is an opportunity there with proper coaching that we can improve the behaviors of our drivers. Our goal for part two, and this is where we need your help, and we'll be hopefully making a motion here in a little bit to move forward with this. We have 31 more vehicles in our system, in our fleet. Additional cost at $725 per camera. That comes out to $22,475, $423 annual service per camera, just over $13,000 for FY19 that cost. Will be $35,588. Following that, just with complete transparency and openness, every fiscal year from here on out, we would have an ongoing cost of just over $17,000. And that's that annual maintenance cost that we have associated with each of those cameras. Our goal is we'd like to increase safety with our staff. You know, putting up a number that says we've had $35,000 or $30,000 in damage to our vehicles, vehicles are replaceable. If we have a staff that's injured, we have a staff that's severely injured and is out on disability, those costs go through the roof. We feel that we owe it to our staff, we owe it to the citizens of Sussex County to put ourselves in a position where we are operating our vehicles in as safe a manner as possible. And ongoing cost of just over $17,000 to me personally is a rather reasonable cost to have that environment. Do you have any questions?
Will the recordings be open to the public? Like, will you have them posted on a website or something like that? Or can you not access them since it's through a different company that reviews them?
So they are not immediately open to the public. However, because they do exist, they would be available by subpoena.
Okay.
And that is one of the concerns that has been discussed, is what if we're wrong? And that camera or that snippet shows we're wrong. If we're wrong, we're wrong. You know, I am more worried about let's coach our behavior and let's get into a point where we're not as wrong as much or as often. Yes?
So according to the statistics that you showed us, I believe it to be pretty much undeniable that it has made the drivers obviously safer and definitely better at, like, following regulations. However, I'm curious, is there any correlation between the establishment of the drive cams and the accidents? Because you shared in the beginning that there were $30,000 in damages, correct?
Yeah, so our accidents over the course of a 5-year period, we had 68. So we have about one accident per month. So it's extremely difficult to say over a four-month period that suddenly, you know, we've reduced it. I think it would take probably closer to a year or 2 years to be able to show a trend. In the past, we have had months where we didn't have any. So suggesting that just because we didn't have any in the month of February, and that's a direct correlation to having DriveCam, I don't think is a fair assessment. It's going to take a couple years. I think intuitively, we would all like to think that as we are safer drivers, we're going to have less accidents, less bent metal. But to be able to suggest that in our six-month trial, that has led to a direct reduction. As you demonstrated, or as you saw, we have improved our drivers' ability to operate in a safe manner. We've decreased cell phone, we've decreased speeds, we've decreased other things. That in and of itself has got to lead to a decrease in accidents. But right now, I don't think that we can say that with data to support it.
And we're also talking about like a very small percentage of the vehicles, correct? You said 10 vehicles total.
Yeah, we're at 25% of our department vehicles. And we're at 25% of our vehicles don't primarily respond to emergencies. It's the remaining 30% of our vehicles that have a primary response or primary responsibility of responding to emergencies. Yes.
You said that 99 of your employees are driving these vehicles, and you have 115. So who else are driving these vehicles?
So we have a logistics staff, we have office staff, we have an IT staff that are not paramedics, but are in a support role to the paramedics.
Okay. You said that you only have 41 vehicles in total, is that?
Correct.
Okay. How many employees do you have?
115 total in our department.
Okay.
So not every employee. So we work shift work. So we have two paramedics on a truck or on a paramedic unit, and they work 12-hour shifts, 2 days, two nights, and then they're off for four. So when they get off at 7 o'clock at night, there's two more paramedics come in that get on that vehicle.
Okay.
I have a quick question. Is there any way for the people who are driving to turn off the cameras?
There is a way.
Okay.
But it involves disconnecting the battery.
So at
that point, you're not going to be able to start the vehicle or drive the vehicle. Any separation of that camera does result in a trigger being activated, and then we are notified by the next morning that that camera has been deactivated.
All right. Any other questions? All right. We'll entertain a couple of comments or questions from the public, and then we can go ahead with the vote. So,
The floor is open for public comments.
Anyone want to make a comment or have a question? We have one. Okay.
Louis McMillan from Archmere. Are the drivers contractually obliged to consent to being recorded by the cameras?
Great question. So the drivers are employees of the county. They are not subcontractors. And as an employee of the county, you sort of give up certain rights in terms of, you know, monitoring. So we've had, we currently in our vehicles, we have a CAD system that already tracks speeds. It already tracks movement of the vehicle. The issue that we have there is it's very limited information and it's very time consuming to gather that information. Several years ago, we had systems, and as I discussed earlier, we had other camera systems in place that would do very similar things, but our challenge was those were small companies that went out of business on a very regular basis. We currently do not have, our paramedics are currently not in a union where a contract would exist that would have to be negotiated.
All right, Madam President, at this point, if you have no other questions for Mr. Murray, you would call for a motion. And the motion here is, one motion to accept the proposal as presented.
I would move that Sussex County Council accept phase two of our DriveCam initiative beginning in fiscal year 19.
Could I have a motion to move?
I'd like to set up a motion.
I second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second.
Right, so I move to have a vote, or not, yeah. So sorry.
Call for the vote.
I am in support of the proposal, as it does offer obvious statistical safety, and I feel that it will make our drivers better.
I also vote yes, because This helps catch driver violation and helps to modify them.
I vote yes as well, because safer drivers are always better on our roads, and the statistics prove that this works, so I vote yes.
I vote yes because the installation and upkeep of the cameras is a very, very reasonable price for safety.
I vote yes because I think that it is important that our drivers, especially in these positions, maintain safe driving, and I believe that this program encourages that and will likely produce fewer accidents as well, which I believe to be important.
I vote yes because I believe by increasing accountability, we can help make our emergency response services safer, which in turn will keep our citizens safe.
And I vote yes because I see nothing negative with this.
Okay. Congratulations, a unanimous vote. Anyone tell
the Madam President?
I didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I vote yes, so it is unanimous.
I figured you would. I saw the future.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Madam President, thank you. Council members, thank you for your support.
How was this in the real world? Have we done
that? That was it. That was the results.
Phase one. Yeah, phase one. Okay. So they'll actually, they're taking on something the council hasn't yet seen. Okay. All right.
We're hoping that was a warm-up.
Yeah.
I do have a question. Was that an actual video of Mr. Marshall? It was? It was not? Okay.
It was a true response that we received back from them saying, blew a stop sign, distracted driving, and here is a point assignment or points associated with this type of driving. So certainly we look at it, and then just as I discussed, we looked at it, looked at the incident, looked at where he was, the fact that he did have a good view to the intersection to his left. He did drop significantly in speed as he approached the intersection, and then went through it. He did not stop, but again, I think it was reasonable and what reasonable another paramedic in the same situation would have done.
Okay.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yes.
Really? That's even better news.
All right. Thank you, members of council.
Thank you. Great job.
Great.